Word of mouth.
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 This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Taylor Quimby in for Virginia Prescott. A postdoctoral appointment, known colloquially as a postdoc, used to be defined as a temporary position for scientists who had completed their doctoral studies. These days, it's become more of a permanent purgatory. In 1970, scientists could hope to see major federal funding by age 34. Today, a growing number of PhD students means that postdocs are unlikely to see that kind of support until they're 42. And meanwhile, they're not making very good money. For all that education, the starting salary for many first-year postdocs is only $42,000 a year. Carolyn Johnson is a science reporter for the Boston Globe, where she described this, quote, quiet crisis in science, and she joins us now for more. Hi, Carolyn.
Thanks for having me.
So why don't you start off by telling me a little bit, just why are postdocs so important in the scientific economy?
Well, postdocs are traditionally, as you said, they're kind of an essential part of the training of future scientists. So all of the people who are going to run labs that make kind of the new discoveries and insights that fuel the economy or provide new leads for drugs, you know, go through this postdoctoral period for the most part. And then they've also become really important because they do the real work of science, like the actual experiments. You know, there's always a senior scientist who has done the work of often getting the funding for the work and conceiving of some of the ideas. But the people who are on the lab bench spending the hours pipetting and doing all that kind of the sort of hard grunt work of science are postdocs. So they're essential.
My understanding is that we're constantly talking about the need to push people towards STEM subjects. So what is contributing to such a high number of postdocs?
Well, what's happened as the biomedical research enterprise has gotten so big in the United States is that anyone who leads a laboratory is training way more people than they are going to need to replace them. You know, they might have a couple dozen graduate students and postdocs over their career, but they're only one laboratory. So when they retire, they aren't, you know, going to need 20 other people studying some of the same questions or using the same approaches. Everyone agrees, you know, science literacy and science jobs are important. What the postdoc kind of problem highlights is that the idea that most people go into when they get their graduate degree and then go on to a postdoc is that they're going to launch their own lab and be an academic researcher. And it's usually not until kind of late in their training that they realize, like, that might be really unlikely for them or just a really difficult slog. And by the time you're in your 30s and looking at that possibility, you know, that it's a legitimate question whether that's the best use of resources to put people in this 10 or 12-year training program.
Now, have scientists themselves or some scientific institutions expressed any concern over this quiet crisis, as you call it?
Yeah, it's getting kind of a lot of attention at different levels. The NIH has done a study of its biomedical workforce, and the National Academy of Sciences, which is a major organization, has a postdoc report that's expected to come out soon. And a lot of senior leaders are beginning to talk about it as a problem that needs to be solved.
Well, it sounds to me like the career outlook for postdocs has been a little grim for actually quite some time now, but their numbers don't seem to be on the decline. So why do you think young people are still pursuing PhDs in biology and biomedical engineering and subjects like that?
Well, the one thing about this is postdocs don't consider themselves to be, you know, some kind of, it's not like a social justice issue. No one's being forced to, you know, go into graduate school and spend the hard years working on a postdoc. They're doing it because they love science. And there's a lot of exciting questions to be asked right now, things we don't know the answers to. Biology is a very, you know, it's still like a fairly young science in some ways compared to something like physics. And so there's a lot of, you know, reason for people to want to. And I would say, like, people do it because they love science. And if you don't do it because you love science, you know, it's probably not a good thing to do because it's going to be a lot of work and it may not be worth it for you. But I think the numbers probably reflect, you know, people wanting to be involved in research on, you know, cancer cells or stem cells or, you know, a variety of different areas of biomedical science.
Are there solutions being proposed? I mean, the obvious one being more funding.
Yeah, I think, I mean, everyone in science basically thinks there should be more funding and more, and perhaps more importantly, more stability of funding so that, you know, they're not worried on a year-to-year basis whether they need to shrink their lab or grow their lab. People are talking about solutions such as introducing a new tier of sort of staff scientists so that the person who today is a postdoc but is basically kind of in a terminal position where they're doing really productive, important research in someone else's lab but can be kind of compensated according to that experience and also aren't treated like, you know, sort of just cheap labor because they're being trained for something. Because if, in fact, they're not being trained for something, they should be, you know, compensated as a staff scientist. Another solution people have suggested is just, you know, raising their salaries. It goes down a whole bunch of different avenues. And so I think it's good to generate just a conversation about it, but it's hard to know, you know, where the changes will come from unless a major kind of federal agency like the NIH takes charge.
Well, Carolyn, thank you so much for joining us and telling us about this problem we haven't heard much about.
Thanks so much.
Carolyn Johnson is a reporter for the Boston Globe, where we found her article, Glut of Postdoc Researchers Stirs Quiet Crisis in Science. You can find a link to her article at our website, wordofmouthradio.org.